今天的正道经文是但以理书八章十九到二十五节。我要指使你恼怒临完必有的事，因为这是关乎末后的定期。你所看见双脚的公绵羊，就是马代和波斯王，那公山羊就是西利尼王，两眼当中的大脚就是头一王。至于那折断了的脚，在其根上又长出四角，这四角就是四国，必从这国里兴起来，只是权势都不及他。这四国末时，犯法的人罪恶满盈，必有一王兴起，面貌凶恶，能用双关的诈语。他的权柄必大，却不是因自己的能力。他必行非常的毁灭，事情顺利，任意而行，又必毁灭有能力的和圣明。他用权术成就手中的诡计，心里自高自大，在人坦然无备的时候毁灭多人，又要站起来攻击万军之军，至终却非因人手而灭亡。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Melanie, and to all those who have shared this morning.
谢谢翻译和今天早上所有参与侍奉的同工。
Christianity is saturated with hope.
我们基督信仰是充满盼望的。
Hope inspires our daily living.
盼望每一天都激励我们。
First John chapter 3 verse 3 says, All who have this hope in Christ purify themselves just as he is pure.
约翰一书三章三节说到，凡像他有着指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Hope comes from reading the scriptures.
我们靠每天读圣经来得到盼望。
Romans 12 verse 4 says, For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
罗马书十五章四节说到，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Hope stirs us to tell the gospel.
盼望激励我们去广传福音。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 says, Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
彼得前书三章十五节说到，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And hope satisfies our longing for the fullness of salvation.
盼望也满足我们对完全救赎的渴望。
Romans 8 verse 24 says, For in this hope we were saved.
罗马书八章二十四节说到，我们得救是在乎盼望。
Hope is Christ in us.
盼望来自内住的基督。
Colossians 1 verse 27 declares, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
哥罗西书一章二十七节宣告，基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Hope, it's what we have.
盼望就是我们所持有的。
It's what we need.
是我们所需要的。
It's what we long for.
也是我们一直渴望的。
And it's hope.That we're given in Daniel's second vision during the reign of Belshazzar.
在伯沙撒王在位期间，靠着盼望，但以理看到了第二个异象。
Daniel chapter 8 begins with more creatures and horns.
但以理书八章提到了一些其他不一样的动物，还有角。
There's a ram with two horns.
有一只公绵羊，头上长着两只角。
A goat with a horn between its eyes.
还有一只公山羊，它的两只眼睛中间有一个只角。
This horn is broken off.
但是那只角折断了。
And four horns grow in its place.
从那个地方长出来四只小角。
One of the four horns becomes so arrogant that it symbolizes absolute rebellion against God.
其中有一只角渐渐强大，象征了对神的反抗。
And eventually this horn is destroyed, but not by human power.
但是最终这只角被打败，但不是靠人的力量。
This vision is an accurate prophecy of world events to about 160 BC.
这个意象是对公元前160年发生的事件的一个准确预测。
The ram with two horns represents the kingdoms of Media and Persia.
那长着两只脚的公绵羊代表的是马代还有波斯帝国。
One horn grows larger than the other. Persia swallowed up Media.
一只脚高过另外一只脚，表示波斯帝国将会吞灭马代。
The goat with the single horn is Greece, but particularly Alexander the Great.
那长着一只脚的公山羊代表的是希腊，特别是指亚历山大大帝。
He forged an empire from Italy to India in unbelievable time.
在他的时期内，他缔造了一个巨大的帝国，疆域从意大利一直延伸到印度。
But at the height of his power,Alexander suddenly died in 323 BC, aged just 33 years old.
但是当他权力达到顶峰的时候，亚历山大突然在公元前323年突然去世，年仅33岁。
The horn is broken off, as Daniel 8 verse 8 says.
正如但以理八章八节说到，那大脚折断了。
Alexander's empire was divided between his four generals.The four prominent horns in Daniel chapter 8, verse 8 and verse 22.
他留下来的帝国被四个将军瓜分，这就好像但以理八章八节还有二十二节说的，在那里长出四个非常的角来。
Two centuries then pass in human history.
接下来两个世纪的时间过去了。
One horn grows out of these four.
在这四角当中又长出新的一只角。
This is the second century ruler Antiochus the Fourth.
这一位指的就是公元前二世纪的统治者，就是安条克四世。
Daniel 8 verse 23 says he was stern-faced and a master of intrigue.
但以理八章二十三节说到，他是面貌凶恶，会用双关的诡诈。
How true!
这是非常正确的描述。
He seized control over much of what we call the Middle East.
他控制了就是我们今天所说的大部分中东地区。
Including Palestine, the beautiful land of Daniel 8 verse 9.
当中也包括巴勒斯坦，就是但以理八章九节提到的荣美之地。
And he was incredibly wicked.
而且他是非常邪恶的一个人。
He even force-fed Jewish priests with pork.
他甚至强迫犹太祭司去吃猪肉。
One time he slaughtered 80,000 Jews and sold another 40,000 into slavery.
他曾经一次性就屠杀了八万个犹太人，还把另外四万个犹太人卖为奴隶。
But the vilest thing that he did was set up an image of Zeus, the Greek god, in the Holy of Holies in the Jerusalem Temple.
但是他做过最恶劣的事情，就是在圣殿中树立了宙斯神像。
This is the abomination that causes desolation of Daniel chapter 9, verse 27.
这就是但以理九章二十四节说到的行毁坏可憎的。
But eventually, with their trust in God, the Jews rebelled against Antiochus and defeated him in 167 BC.
但是最终靠着信靠神，犹太人反抗了安条科的统治，并且在公元前167年获得胜利。
As Daniel 8 verse 25 says, Antiochus was defeated and not by human power.
这就正如但以理八章二十五节说的，安条科最终被打败，却非因人手而灭亡。
So after the glory of the vision of the Son of Man coming on the clouds in Daniel chapter 7, what is Daniel 8 saying?
所以但以理书之前第七章写了人子将会带着荣耀驾云降临，那在这接下来的第八章说了什么呢？
Why follow a vision of the glorious triumph of God with a vision of further destruction and evil?
为什么在讲了一个神荣耀得胜的意象之后，跟着要讲一个关于毁坏和邪恶的意象呢？
Daniel saw the sovereignty of God over all the nations and the kingdoms of this world.
但以理看到神对世上所有的国家都享有最高无上的主权。
But the world Daniel lived in was still in sin.
但是但以理所身处的世界仍然是充满罪恶的世界。
Tyrants still ruled.
还是被各种暴君所统治。
God's people remained in exile.
神的子民被放逐。
And God's truth was denied.
神的真理被拒绝。
It's the same today.
其实这和我们今天所处的时代是一样的。
One day every knee will bow to Jesus, yet sin and death continues in this world.
终将有一天万膝都会向耶稣跪拜，但是目前我们所处的世界还是充满了罪恶和痛苦。
The question Daniel chapter 8 begins to answer is the question we all have.
但以理八章回答了一个问题，就是我们每个人都会问的一个问题。
How much longer must evil continue?
罪恶在这个世界上还要横行多久呢？
And God's answer to Daniel is God's answer to us.
而神给但以理的回答就是他给我们的回答。
There are still those like Antiochus. There is still evil and pain.
这世界上还有像安条克那样的人，世界上还有很多罪恶和痛苦。
But God says, it's not over yet, but one day it will be.
神说这些还没有结束，但是有一天这些都将终结。
You see, Daniel 8 gives us hope.
所以你看，但以理书八章给了我们希望。
God gave Daniel a vision of the future.
神给但以理看到了一个关于未来的意象。
But who can know the future?
可是谁能真正知道未来呢？
Only he who is Lord of time, past, present, and future.
只有那掌管时间的主，因为他掌管过去、现在还有未来。
So who's in control?
那是谁在掌权呢？
God.
就是神。
As Pastor Lee reminded us last week, and as the book of Daniel proclaims on every page, God remains in control.
李牧师上个礼拜讲到时已经提醒我们，但以理书其实每一页都在宣告，提醒我们神仍然掌权。
We must never lose sight of this.
我们一定不能忘记这一点。
At the time of this vision, Media, Persia, and Greece were insignificant points on the map.
当但以理看到那个意象的时候，马代、波斯还有希腊都只是地图上无关紧要的几个点。
To be told that they will become major players on the global stage sounds ridiculous, even shocking.
在当时的情况被告知这几个地方以后会成为影响世界局势的几个重大势力，在当时看来是绝对不可能的，很可笑的。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
Therefore, we should not be dismayed at what is yet to unfold.
所以我们不需要为未来还没有发生的事情感到沮丧。
Many commentators suggest that we are witnessing the end of the Western world's dominance.
有评论说我们现在正在目睹西方主导的世界秩序在终结。
That might disturb those in Washington or London or Berlin.
这对于在华盛顿、伦敦、柏林的一些政客可能听起来非常的不安。
But God knows what he's doing.
但是神知道他在做什么。
Others estimate that by 2060, China will be a majority Christian country.
还有评论预测说，在2060年之前，中国将会成为一个主要的基督教国家。
Imagine a country, a Christian country with global influence.
中国将会成为一个有国际影响力的基督教国家。
You see, the first thing that we learn from Daniel chapter 8 is to live with hope.
所以你看，我们从但以理八章学到的第一样就是要活着有盼望。
Because we know who is in control.
因为我们知道是谁在掌权。
The second thing we learn is to reach out in faith.
第二，我们学到的就是要向信仰来寻求帮助。
My father is legally blind.
我的父亲现在已经是法定盲人了。
His sight is very limited.
因为他的视力极其有限。
One time he was in a shopping mall looking at jackets.
有一次他去了购物中心想买一件外套。
He noticed a jacket that he liked.
他看到一件外套觉得很喜欢。
So he began to inspect it.
所以他开始仔细地看那件外套。
It had an emblem on the pocket.
那个外套有一个口袋，口袋上面还有一个徽章。
Because his eyesight was so bad, he began to feel the emblem with his hand.
因为我父亲视力有限，所以他用手去摸那个徽章来查看。
Suddenly, the jacket moved.
突然之间那个外套不见了，走了。
My mom came to his rescue when she realized he was inspecting the jacket of the store guard.
是因为我妈妈出手阻止了我爸爸，因为我爸爸其实在看商店保安的衣服。
Daniel chapter 8 verse 27 says this vision was beyond Daniel's understanding.
但以理书八章二十七节说过，这个意象是超出但以理所能理解的。
Like my father's vision.It was blurred for Daniel.
就好像我父亲看东西一样，这个意象是模糊不清的。
And like Daniel's future, our future may be blurred.
就和但以理一样，我们的未来也是模糊不清，是不明朗的。
But we never stop reaching out to touch the emblem of our faith, Jesus.
但是这不会停止我们去寻求我们信仰的徽章，就是耶稣。
When Catherine and I adopted our two amazing children, we had some idea of how this would affect our future financially and emotionally, physically, psychologically, and spiritually.
当我和太太收养现在这两个孩子的时候，我们大概知道将来会在经济、情绪、生理、心理，还有灵命方面大概会有什么影响。
We're devoted to our children.
我们愿意为孩子倾尽所有。
We love them so much.
我们非常的爱这两个孩子。
Yet there are moments when in tears we grieve what will never be in terms of retirement or income or home.
但是有的时候我们也会很伤心地面对来自收入、退休金、买房子等等方面的经济压力。
So with that future blurred, here's what I now pray.
对于我们来说，未来也是不明朗的。为此，我是这么向神祷告的
：Lord, make my heart what you need it to be, so that I can fulfill your purposes in the future you have prepared for me.
主啊，求你把我的心造成你想要的样子，这样子我就能够成就你所给我预备的未来。
Say it again. Lord, make my heart what you need it to be, so I can fulfill the future you have prepared for me.
我们再说一次这个祷告词，就是主，求你把我的心造成你想要的样子，这样我就能成就你给我预备的未来。
In other words, I reach out and touch the emblem of my faith.Jesus.
换句话说，就是我向我的信心寻求，我去看向代表我信心的徽章，就是主耶稣。
The third thing we learn is that we know Jesus will come again.
我们第三点学到的就是我们知道主耶稣必会再来。
Daniel is told to seal up the vision.
但以理被告知要把这个意象封起来。
It brings hope and assurance, but it's not for his time.
虽然意象带来盼望还有保证，但不是在但以理所生活的时代。
Whether the Lord returns today or years from now is not our decision.
主耶稣再来的时间是今天呢，还是很多年以后才发生呢？这不是我们能决定的。
As one Bible teacher put it when talking about the second coming of Jesus,
有一位圣经老师在谈到耶稣再来的时候曾经这样说过。
We're on the welcoming committee, not the organizing committee.
对于主耶稣再来，我们只是欢迎等候，但我们不是在筹备。
In the meantime, our hope rests not on our interpretation of future events, but on the truth of history.
与此同时，我们的盼望不是建立在我们对未来的解读之上，而是建立在过去真实发生过的历史事件上。
Jesus' death and resurrection.
而那些真实发生过的事件就是耶稣的受死还有复活。
And this is what the Lord's table tells us.
这也是我们今天将要享用的主的桌提醒我们的。
We hear the words of Jesus. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you.
我们听到主耶稣对我们说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，这是我的血为你们流的。
We are pulled back to the cross.
我们被带回到十字架。
We're pulled back to that place where our sin was paid for.
我们被带回到就是我们的罪被付上代价的地方。
Where God's love and justice were perfectly seen.
那里也是神的爱和公义完美呈现的地方。
Where amazing grace is known.
那里也是我们认识到奇异恩典的地方。
But we're also pushed forward.
但是我们也被激励一直向前进。
The Lord's table declares the hope that we have in Jesus.
主的桌宣告了我们在耶稣里的盼望。
1 Corinthians 11 verse 26 says, For whenever you eat of this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
哥林多前书11章26节说到, 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死,只等到他来。
By remembering Jesus' death and resurrection, we announce with confidence the future glory of God.
借着纪念耶稣的死和复活,我们带着信心来宣告神将来的荣耀。
Jesus will come again, and those like Antiochus will be no more.
主耶稣必会再来,而像安条克那样的暴君将不复存在。
During the Second World War, the U.S. Army was forced to retreat from the Philippines.
在二次世界大战时, 美国军队被迫从菲律宾撤离。
Some soldiers were left behind.
有一些士兵被滞留在那里没走成。
They called themselves ghosts because they believed they were forgotten.
他们管自己叫幽灵, 因为他们觉得自己已经被军队国家遗忘了。
Many were killed by the Japanese or died from dysentery and thirst.
很多人被日本士兵杀死或者死于痢疾和脱水。
Those who survived spent 3 years in a hellish prisoner of war camp.
幸存者在地狱一般的战俘营待了3年。
By early 1945, 513 men were still alive.
到了1945年初,还有513位士兵还活着。
But they were losing hope.
但是他们已经失去希望了。
The U.S. Army was advancing, but rumors spread among the prisoners that the Japanese were executing prisoners as they retreated from the advancing U.S. Army.
当时美国军队正在向菲律宾推进, 但是有传言说日本人会在撤离之前杀死所有的战俘。
And what followed was one of the most magnificent rescues of wartime history.
但是接下来发生了战争史上最伟大的一次营救行动。
120 U.S. Army soldiers and 200 Filipino guerrillas outflanked 8,000 Japanese soldiers to rescue the 513 prisoners.
120位美国士兵还有200位菲律宾游击队员打败了8,000名日本士兵，救出了那513名战俘。
Alvy Robbins was one of the rescuers.
Alvy Robbins 是其中一位参与救援行动的士兵。
When he arrived at the prisoner camp, he found a prisoner huddled in a corner, tears running down his face.
他回忆到，当他进入战俘营的时候，看到一个人蜷缩在黑暗的角落里，泪流满面。
I thought we'd been forgotten, the prisoner said.
那位战俘说，我以为我们早就被忘记了。
No, you're not forgotten. We've come for you.
And Robbins 回答说，不，你们没有被忘记，我们是专门为你们来的。
This is our assurance and hope.
这就是我们的确据和盼望。
God is in control.
神掌管万有。
We reach out to Jesus.
我们还可以向耶稣寻求帮助。
We know Jesus, our rescuer and savior, will come again.
我们知道耶稣是我们的救主，他必定会再来。
And he will say, I've come for you.
而且他来的时候会对我们说，我是专门为你们来的。
So here's the message of Daniel chapter 8.
所以这就是但以理书8章给我们的讯息。
It's not over yet, but one day it will be.
罪恶和苦难在这世上还没有结束，但是有一天这些都将会终结。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to respond and sing a hymn, Victory in Jesus, and as we do, those serving communion will come forward. Thank you, Pastor Lee.